Make sure you have your safe search.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, especially with fruit, I would imagine.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Who's Zooming Who. This is a podcast for teachers teaching online in the current situation. I'm your host, Lindsay Clanfield, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi, I'm Sean Wilden.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you doing? All right?
Good, good, good. And Sean, why don't you tell us what we're going to be talking about today and how we're going to do it?
Okay, so the topic for today is online whiteboards. Just a reminder of the house rules, we set ourselves a challenge to talk about a topic in 10 minutes. So in a moment, I'm going to start the timer. We will talk about the topic for 10 minutes. And when you hear the timer go off at the end, that is the end of the podcast. Ready, Lindsay?
I'm ready.
Okay, timer has begun. Okay. Online whiteboards then. Come on, 10 minutes.
Well, I think we, this topic was one that we talked about when we made a list of topics we wanted to talk about, partly because I've had this question a trainee of mine, trainee and colleague of mine, who was doing a course on online teaching, asked me, said, what do you use for a whiteboard? And it made me think, I was like, well, what do you mean the whiteboard? And he said, well, I kind of miss that having, you know, like teachers, when you're teaching face-to-face, you've got the whiteboard, or usually you might have a whiteboard or a blackboard up front, yeah. And you're used to sort of like writing things down. It's like, I'll write this down, or I'll write down like what a student has said, or I'll explain something and write it down, or here, this is what I mean, or you write the page number down, or you write something for a correction, or you do a
Sticker.
And he said, you know, he was finding that he was really missing that. And it did make me think, because I think it's something that's happening more now that we're all able to teach, like using video. So when you didn't have the video or a video thing, if you were teaching sort of like asynchronously, then you would have whatever, your forum posts, or you would post a slideshow or whatever. Yeah. But teaching synchronously in a webinar kind of thing, where you can maybe even see them in a video conferencing room and they can see you, yeah, it did make me think, what does one use to serve that purpose of the language teacher, of like jotting things down or writing things to clarify and so on. So, right.
So we're coming first thing,
like, yeah, when you're teaching, what do you write on?
If I was making notes on if it was monitoring, for example, which is kind of within the context you're setting, I'd probably write on my iPad, which is in front of me.
Yeah. But then when you show it to them, what do you do? Do you just hold it up?
It depends on what the exercise was. I might hold it up. I don't have requirements of students holding up paper anyway. So if I've got a small class, I often do activities where they have to put the paper up to the class book, to the camera, which is what they would have done on in the classroom. They'd have come to the whiteboard. I've also I'm quite a fan of Google Docs, for example, and I use that as a shared document so everybody can write into that.
So you give them the link. You have this open as a screen sharing thing.
So either, both. They can sometimes we share the screen, but also they can open it as a second link to do it there. And I find I'll let you come in. The other thing I've kind of started playing with is OneNote, because OneNote, you can all share the same book. So I've done OneNote for work.
But there's a bit more of a delay than there is, for example, on a Google Doc, if you're
simultaneously writing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get that.
A kind of syncing problem.
There are lots of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I use is I tend to reach for the chat box. So I tend to use the chat box an awful lot, like where I'm like, if I'm saying a word, or I'm like, okay, here, I'll just write it down for you. Where I would normally write that on the board, I write that on the chat box.
Because I'm a terrible typist, as anybody who's seen me in a webinar will know. And I tend to refrain from that. One, because of the sound of typing while I'm on my open mic. And two, I'm a terrible typist. So my students like, what did he write?
Well, I'm a quick typist, so that probably is why. I think there is, like often on these video conferencing platforms, is a shared whiteboard, but I don't use it anymore because I've always found them a bit clunky. Like, you know, the there's sometimes a bit of a delay with the writing pen, or I just can't seem to write it perfectly. Or if I want to switch to text and type something, it doesn't look so good. So
I would use it, but I would tend to use text for that reason. But I think it's purpose, Lindsay. I think because when you started this 10 minutes, you contextualize it as the whiteboard, as a teacher aid, you know, so for like monitoring or giving the vocabulary, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that too.
Whereas I think I would use the whiteboard feature for something else, you know, almost like a
drawing game,
a drawing activity, or a kind of a race, a vocab race with two teams or something like that. And I do think there are advantages to some of the online whiteboards. Like one of the features I like about like Zoom, for example, is the fact that everybody can take a photo of it once it's done.
Yeah, that's true as well. I asked actually a whole bunch of teachers on Facebook what they use. It was really interesting because people have been coming to the same, grappling with the same kind of things. Like what lots of people saying that they did use the whiteboard in Zoom or Adobe or whatever, but then had the same problems that I've had. Lots of calls for Google Documents. So people using a shared Google Doc, like other people use Google Slides where they write on the slide. So they have the slide open and write on the slide as well. The more interesting ones that I think are the ones where people are using like OldFi and NewFi.
So like you get the mini whiteboard kind of.
I mean, come to that in a moment, but you said you've had students hold up pictures of their paper. And I've seen my son in class doing that. He'll write something down and he'll hold up the book or he'll hold up the page to show the teacher. What other versions of that? Yes, I think the mini whiteboard is something that I definitely want to get. I don't know if it counts as an essential item that I can ethically buy on Amazon. but I really like that idea of writing something on the mini.
I can't remember when. It must have been recently because I was preparing a training session and I was looking at some blogs on getting started with online learning in the synchronous fashion. And so many of them had this mini whiteboard, and it never occurred to me at all to have actually a whiteboard.
No, but I think that kind of mini whiteboard, or everyone having their mini whiteboard. And then, I mean, there's sometimes you see game shows where they've got that. People have their mini whiteboard, they write their answer and then they hold it up for everybody.
Yeah, but that's why I would use paper. But I mean, I get the mini whiteboard. It just never crossed my mind. I would just do it on paper.
Well, I like that. Other people had recommended. So yeah, Paul Ash, call out to Paul Ash, who recommended the ones on Amazon, the dry erase pockets. He says he searched for that.
I've got a magic whiteboard. You ever seen those? If we're calling out products, so it's almost like a piece of sticky paper and you can stick it onto something. I don't have anything behind me, so I couldn't use it in the classroom.
So you'd have to stick it onto a window or something.
And then you can write on it and then you erase it and you pack it up and take it with me. I've always used it in training sessions. That's a similar thing.
I've had another colleague of mine, David Young, I think he said he used a clothesline.
Oh,
with
right.
Like bits of paper hanging on the clothesline behind him. So he's kind of strung it up and would pull a paper down, write something on it, show it, and then
it's funny because just before we came to record this, I was hosting a webinar, doing the technical hosting of a webinar, and the presenter in that, she was doing a teacher training session, she pulled a cupboard, and it was a white cupboard, and she'd used the white cupboard as her whiteboard, which was brilliant. Yeah, and she kept getting
stickers
up.
Of things.
Yeah, and bits kept of paper getting up and moving stuff around exactly as you would on a whiteboard. It was brilliant to watch it done, but it was just like how imaginative to pull your cupboard across as your background to do it. It is interesting because it does depend on the platform you use. So Zoom, Adobe, those kind of things have a whiteboard in. Does Skype have a whiteboard? I can never remember.
I don't know if it does. By the way, I'm just looking at my thing. Another person, another shout out to Helen Gingle Chauvert, who also showed a picture of herself live streaming using the real mini whiteboard that she made, though, laminated white piece of cardboard.
She took a white bit
of cardboard, laminated it, and it looks so cool. Like, and just seeing it, you know, she's holding it up, like writing on it. It just looks really cool. How are we doing on time?
We're down to about, we've got 1 minute, 57 seconds left.
All right.
There are, of course, lots of websites that you
a couple of people. Glenn Standish shared one with me, Whiteboard-fi.
I've used that as well.
Is that good? I took a look at the video. It looked pretty neat, actually.
Yeah, there are lots of them on there. That happens to be the one that I found recently and was playing with. It seems perfectly fine to me as a whiteboard tool for it. I find it very intuitive to use. There are lots of those.
Although it's one of those things where it's sort of like, it's either that or something else. So you're only using that. I don't see how it easily works. I guess it doesn't easily work that well with like other things. You know what I mean?
Again, so, I guess it gets some context. I was going to say, because they're going slightly left field, but something I was reading, I think it was an English teaching professional, just actually using something like Google Images as the whiteboard. So if you wanted to show lots of fruit, for example, if you just did a Google search on image for fruit and then shared that screen, you would have a whiteboard full of pictures of fruit, you know? That was quite clever if you wanted to do some vocabulary with that.
Make sure you have your safe search on.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, especially with fruit, I would imagine. Although it's not a whiteboard per se, I do think there was somebody who responded to your post. They talked about our screen tools, which is a really useful.
Okay, what's that one called? Screen tools.
I'm trying to find it in the. I've opened my mouth and I can't remember who said it. And it's a list of. It's like if you had an interactive whiteboard, it would be things like, and you would have like a timer and stuff like that on it. It replicates that, and it's very very. Jennifer, magic classroom screen. There it is, classroom screen, and it's really nice of replicating things like the timer and other little bit of classroom tools that you kind of miss. There are 3 seconds left. Are you ready?
Yes. 2, 1. We're done.
Oh, there you go. The timer's gone off, but you can't hear it on this mic, I don't think. Oh, there you go. Timer's carried off.
All right.
10 minutes on whiteboards. Recap, well, Lindsay.
We looked at alternatives to the whiteboard using a mini whiteboard, using paper or kind of lo-fi examples, using the chat box, using Google Docs, which was one of the most popular kind of things, or slides or open Word document, and then more unusual things, closed pegs. And then we talked about various different apps, Classroom Screen, Whiteboard.fi. I think that's it.
You did pay attention to what we were talking about.
I did indeed.
All right. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.